Something you have not heard about. Well, I'll just put it this way. There's stuff out there right now about Joe Lombardo. And did he or did he not contribute to Steve Sisolak's campaign in 2018? There are reports out there that that's exactly what happened. And in fact, Sisolak is quoted as saying that he did, that Sheriff Joe did contribute and helped him raise money. That, you know, when everybody's saying, well, is he really a Republican or is he more like a Democrat? If indeed he did donate, that is in a primary race where it's only Republicans that are voting, that will not bode well for Sheriff Joe. There may be an explanation to it. Don't know. We can find out. But we do know that Steve Sisolak, in his own words, said, oh, yeah, he did contribute to my campaign. Wow. If that is the case, that could be a game changer. And the guy who, in at least some of the polls I've seen, is number two in the race is Mayor John Lee. He's going to join us coming up at 105. Yeah, so in just about 10 minutes from now, we'll get a chance to visit with the mayor of North Las Vegas and our friend, Mayor John Lee. By the way, but before we are done, are you aware, and I was not aware of this, that along our southern border, we always assume that folks from Central America come pouring across. There are Ukraine refugees that are waiting along our southern border and are crossing into our country illegally. Richard Battle will join us, veteran Texas business executive, speaker, and award-winning author. His latest book, Life's Daily Treasure. We'll find out what that's all about and a whole lot more coming up after 2:05. Stay with us. Mayor John Lee joins us, talks about the race for governor. It's getting crowded in there. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Sam Brown running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. The State Department has confirmed that an American citizen was killed in a Russian attack on the Ukrainian city of Chernihiv. The department did not immediately confirm the identity of the American, who was at least the second U.S. citizen to be killed in the conflict. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Russia has relied on rockets, missiles, and artillery in its offensive against Ukraine.
We've seen that drones have been very effective. We've also seen having the ability to conduct counterfire with rockets and artillery is also very effective.
Lloyd spoke at a news conference in Ankara, Turkey, with Slovakia's defense minister. Kosovo's president has asked U.S. President Joe Biden to help Kosovo become a NATO member at a time that Russia is making efforts to destabilize the Balkans. While the world's eyes are focused on the devastating war in Ukraine, President Vojislav Osmani says, quote, we must not lose sight of the fragile situation we face in the Balkans. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week as layoffs continue to fall amid a strong job market rebound.
Jobless claims fell by 15,000 to 214,000 for the week ending March 12th, down from the previous week's 229,000, according to the Labor Department. First-time applications for jobless aid generally tracks the pace of layoffs. The four-week average of claims, which compensates for weekly volatility, fell to 223,000 from the previous week's 231,750. In total, 1,419,000 Americans, a 50-year low, were collecting jobless aid the week that ended March 5th, down 71,000 from the week before that. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Bank of England raised its key interest rate Thursday for the third time since December. On Wall Street, preliminary closing figures show the Dow finished at 417 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, both Las Vegas and Nevada hit the $5 mark on average for a gallon of gas for the first time ever yesterday. AAA reports the average price for a gallon of regular gas in the Las Vegas Valley topped $5.04 yesterday. It's probably going to be more today. Nevada also became the third state to ever hit the $5 mark, California surpassing the mark weeks ago, and Hawaii also reaching the mark for the first time, coming in at $5.08, making Nevada the third highest in the nation for a gallon of gas. The Oakland A's have put in an offer on a fifth plot of land in Las Vegas, which could be used to build a Major League Baseball stadium. Team President Dave Cavall says all of the sites are on or near the resort corridor. While he would not name any of the five locations, Cavall crossed a couple off his list. UNLV owned land on Tropicana just east of the Strip, and land owned by Wynn Resorts on Las Vegas Boulevard are no longer in the running. A's officials say they're reviewing each site and weighing the pros and cons of each location.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
No big issues on the 95 or Interstate 15 right now. Moderate flows on the Beltway 215 westbound at the airport connector. Those lane restrictions continue through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl both directions on Interstate 515 between Maine and Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Thursday, March 17th, St. Paddy's Day. Be careful out there. The cops, they get national grant money from the federal government to pull people over and give them tickets and throw their butts in jail. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. So just be careful. Have fun out there. Drink a lot of green beer, but be careful and use a designated driver when possible. It is also the first day of March Madness. Already, games are in the books, and there are people that have moved on and people that are going home. We'll talk about that as well. I've got news, though. New polling is out, and it shows that John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, is in second place behind Sheriff Joe Lombardo. He is within striking distance with 3 months until primary day on June 14th. Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas joins us. And first of all, congratulations. That's encouraging news on the polling front.
I appreciate you, Kevin, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you and all my cousins from Limerick County, Ireland.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I'm excited. I think it's great. I'm just working the plan and meeting people. I'm actually going to events and doing things throughout the state. I'm going to debates that we're having, learning about the issues throughout the state. This has been a great opportunity for me. Though I served for 14 years in the legislature, you know, you've got to keep up with this stuff, and it's been wonderful.
I want to ask you about a story that's out there in the media. Did I see it right, or did Sheriff Joe Lombardo contribute to Steve Sisolak's 2018 campaign? Apparently, Sisolak has admitted to that in the media. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. And they've been very, very close friends for a long period of time. I'll tell you a little story, Kev. So I'm turned to the Republican Party to find how to remove socialism from our country, and it's the only party that has the backbone to do it and call it out. So I wasn't planning on running for governor. I was just going to be the best mayor of North Las Vegas, you know. And I started calling up the candidates running for governor in the Republican Party just to see if they were running. Most of them I knew from some time back. And in each case, I talked to these guys, and every one of them weren't really saying they were running because they wanted to be coronated. You know, they didn't want to run against other people. And then people kept mentioning Lombardo's name. And I go, I didn't even think this guy was a Republican. You know, I've never seen him do anything or involve himself in anything, you know. So I call him up, and I go, Joe, are you Republican? He goes, yeah, you know, I've been one, you know. And I said, well, are you running for governor? And I hear that all the time. And he says to me on the phone, verbatim here, I'm not sure what I'm doing. I wait until my campaign staff tells me what I should run for. And I was just shocked that that would be the answer that he would give. It's not like I have a passion for this. Sisolak's horrible. It's just a matter of mathematics. Can I win with my name recognition? And I know for a fact that him and Sisolak are friends. Before I even, like I say, considered running for governor, we were up at the shooting range. The Metro has a shooting range, and we have a shooting range, and they were side by side. And we had worked out a deal that we would give our land, and they had land, and we would build a regional shooting range for, you know, all the Homeland Security people, CIA, FBI, police, North Las Vegas police, everybody could go up there and shoot. And so they got this little tent thing, and they got a little podium and some chairs, and I'm sitting about 5 feet away from Lombardo and just waiting for the thing to start underneath the shade shelter there. And of all the places in Nevada that Sisolak could be, he comes pulling into that parking lot. And I'm sitting there looking. I go, is that the governor? And he starts walking up, and I go, ah, crap, who invited this guy here, you know? And he comes up, and I said to Lombardo, I go, who invited him? And Lombardo goes, oh, crap, and he jumps up and runs over and gives him a big hug and kiss, you know? I mean, it was like these guys were friends, and I wasn't even thinking about governor. It was way in advance of this, you know? And so we're just doing a groundbreaking. And he, oh, come here and sit right here next to me, and you can speak first, and, you know, so he entreed him in like they were best friends. I know Sisolak cannot figure out why Lombardo is running against him because they were best friends, and Lombardo's just not a loyal friend, I guess. But he'll take all the gimmies he can get. He was on the transition team when Sisolak became governor. They have this honorary transition team, and they're supposed to make sure that there's a smooth transition between the governor, their friend, and the Capitol, and the governor's mansion, and they go over there and look at stuff, and they walk around and make, you know, suggestions. But you can't tell me that Lombardo and him either don't have something cooking between them, or Lombardo's just a horrible friend, you know, and just will throw you away just because he thinks he can win a race somewhere.
Well, the governor is quoted as saying in the media, I've known Joe for a long time. Joe was a contributor to my campaign. He was an early supporter, raised money for me. Is this a game changer in this race, this crowded race for governor?
I think it should be. I mean, how much character do you have that you'll just throw it away just to get elected for something? You'll throw everybody under the bus. You'll even throw the state under the bus just because you want to be elected to something. Joe doesn't know why he's running. He was just told he would have a better chance running for governor and winning than he would against Catherine Cortez Masto's or a congressman. This is just an opportunist with a campaign team behind him that are just trying to take a name and not a personality that most people know or a friend that anybody has, but just a name and make that the next governor. But I'll tell you one more thing that bothers me about this. So I have people come up to me and they say, John, I love you, man. I want you to be the governor, and I'm going to figure out a way to get money to you. And I go, what's this all about? And he goes, well, they say we either want Sisolak or Lombardo in there because we need to have access. So we almost want to have the key to the governor, the back door of the governor's mansion. But John, really, you'd be a better governor, but I'd give you money, but I don't want them to find it out. You can't have those kind of leaders as your governor that people are just betting that they can get in front of the line or in front of the legislature to get what they want. I think we've got two men here who are more concerned about how they can monetize this and be the governor. And that's just the wrong attitude you should have.
Again, Mayor John Lee joining us from North Las Vegas. By the way, where are you calling us from today?
I'm calling here from North Las Vegas.
All right. I like that. I like that idea. But you're traveling.
I was out of town the last 3 days up in the northern part of the state in two rural counties, and I'm going back up this weekend. So I'm home today. I just got home last night about 9 o'clock.
You mentioned debates. When will the next debates be? And will you bring this up, this idea that Sheriff Joe contributed to the Sisolak campaign and helped him raise money?
You know, I guess I could and I should, but I don't really waste a lot of time on him. When I go to debates with other candidates, and we've got some good candidates that are really, they have one thing in common. They might be really good at one thing. One might be a doctor, one might be a lawyer. You know, we've got people who have done things, but they have one thing in common. They do not want Lombardo, and they do not want Sisolak to be our governor. So we're kind of united on the fact of fighting for Nevada. But when we debate, you know, women's clubs have debates and TVs have, you know, stations have debates. There's a lot of different debates that we're going to be having among ourselves within the rural counties for the candidates that will show up. But there's so much you can learn in those debates about the areas where you're debating. Listen to the local issues there. How would you solve this problem? if you were governor. And it's an issue that maybe you haven't heard about before in a rural county. So I like debates. I think they bring the best of the candidates out, and they bring the best information for a governor to learn.
And by the way, is this latest story, is it all the more reason why Sheriff Joe should have been a part of these debates, these first three or four debates?
Yeah, but he has nothing to offer. I mean, you listen to him, he uses all these big words and platitudes, and he says a lot of stuff that means nothing, you know? And so I just think if you're not going to want to do the job for the right reason, you don't really care about the issue, so why do you show up and compete when you can hide your bunker like we saw Biden do? And eventually you hope most people will go away that could catch on to you and attack you. And then you take a couple classes on something with your camp. I say classes, but they teach us some stuff about issues right while you're going into that little community. Here's what you talk about here. Here's what you need to know here. Here's the hand you need to shake there. It's just scientific politicking without any real human touch to it.
I want to ask you about something, and I'm not sure if there is a state component to this or not. The idea of what I call Biden inflation and the Biden increase in our gas prices, is it impacting Nevadans yet?
Oh, I think so. I just heard one of your newscasts while I was listening here waiting. We're the third state, $5 a gallon. It's horrible out there. It's just sucking the ambition out of people when you see this stuff happening to you. You work so hard, and, you know, it cost me $120. I just have a regular truck. It happens 30-gallon gas tank on it. Sometimes I let it go to E almost because I'm just not waiting to get gas until I really, really need it. It's like $110, $120. How can a man or a woman, somebody in construction who lives in North Las Vegas, driving all the way over to Henderson to go to work on a big project over there and drive all the way back, and they spend $20 in gas? I mean, how do you get ahead with this inflation here? I'll tell you what we did in North Las Vegas, though, just so you know. I'm probably the only mayor, and we're probably the only city council that is looking for ways to save our residents' money. We just dropped our sewer rates 30% because we looked at it and said, listen, we can stabilize what we're doing right now. We've already got a lot of stuff being planned for the future, but we're starting to get, you know, some surplus, and we have enough surplus to protect ourselves. But you're not supposed to make money on your sewers, and you're not supposed to make money on your water in a city. So we always try to make sure we can keep it, you know, right where it's paying for itself. We know our long-term repairs and operations and maintenance things that we need. Let's give some of this money back to our citizens. And then we also went around before this happened, and we put in smart meters. Those are water meters. If a water meter wasn't working properly and it was charging you too much or too little for water, you wouldn't know. So we put this smart water system in throughout the whole city. Now we can actually tell when we go by your house and the machine picks up what's going on there, and your water bill every month is going up and it's winter time, we call you and say, hey, you might have a water leak underneath your house because your sprinklers aren't on like they would be in the summer, and you're losing money, you know. So we kind of warn people that they can save money on water if they watch their meters and watch what they're doing with their water consumption. And we streamlined the building permit process so people can go to work faster on these jobs. And so we're doing everything we can for our residents here in North Las Vegas.
I want to ask you, because I was listening to one of your radio ads a couple of days ago, and one of the things you say is that one of your top priorities is to defeat socialism in our state. Why this thing about socialism? Why is it your number one priority?
If we're all watching Ukraine right now, we're sitting way over here on our couches, clicking our TVs, following what's going on over there. And between what's happening with China and Taiwan and Russia and Ukraine and some of the things going on in the world, when you got this stuff happening on every one of your, let's say, your borders almost, you know, there's things happening in this world. And when the top four out of the five Democratic leadership of the state Democratic Party got elected, they were all avowed socialists, Bernie Sanders socialists. So Bernie is actually running the Democrats in the state of Nevada right now. And so that was the time when I thought, oh, this is crazy. I was always a Joe Manchin kind of candidate. You know, I'd stop a lot of stupid stuff or bad stuff that was going to happen. But now when the Democratic Party is doing this, it's actually setting its flag in the ground and saying, we're in Nevada. We got four out of the five top Democrats here. And then what'll happen is there's 3.2 million people here. There's Orange County, California is bigger than the whole state of Nevada in population. But then if they get their stake in here, then they'll call up to like Arizona. Hey, we're socialist Democrats. We're here in Nevada. Everybody likes us. We're doing good. You guys should go for this. And they'll just start. We got this state. We got that state. Pretty soon they'll start the process of convincing other states that people want socialism. And therefore, you ought to like these socialist Democrats to be your party leadership. It's scary if it gets a toehold. And when that happened, Kevin, I'm letting you know I'll do everything in my power to make sure that we keep America free and strong from that kind of lifestyle.
John, in our final minute, what is it your campaign needs right now? I know you are crisscrossing the state. You're using up a lot of gas in your SUV. Tell me what you need, and how can my listeners reach out to you?
I would tell you the thing that I need is, well, I got great friends here, and I grew up here and went to Rancho High School. I'm one of you guys. I worked in construction. I went to the legislature, worked, came back, went to my companies. You got a guy from Nevada who wants to help Nevada. He wants to be your friend and wants to be somebody you can be proud of. Tell all your friends, get out there and start talking and help me out a little bit. And I'm not whining for it. I'm just saying, let's start talking about this race right now before it gets too late. Of course, a campaign can always use influxes of money. And the way to get a hold of me would be www.votejohnlee.com. I'm sorry, I twisted my tongue there.
Let's do that one more time.
www.votejohnlee.com. I appreciate you, Kev. I just stammered there.
It's all right. That's all right. I do it like once every 3 minutes, so it's nothing new for me. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much. Safe travels, okay? And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, friends, and thank you, Nevadans. Bye-bye.
There you go. Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas. And one of the advantages he has, he's got the advantage that he can say, this is what I've done for North Las Vegas. And if you look at it, I mean, that was a community that was on the verge of insolvency, the dreaded I word. And now they are a thriving metropolis. They're expanding. They're adding new business. They're adding new housing. I mean, he's got an example. He said, hey, this is what I've done here. Let me do it for the entire state. That's a pretty powerful message. Also, this latest, Joe Lombardo apparently donated to Steve Sisolak's 2018 campaign and helped Steve Sisolak raise money. That may be a game changer. It really might. And now the new polling that's out that shows John Lee in second place behind Sheriff Joe, and that he is within striking distance. Interesting. We'll talk more about that. Also, one thing I want to do to voters out there, I want to find out from you if you honestly believe this could be a game changer. Does it matter to you if he donated, if Sheriff Joe donated to Steve Sisolak's campaign in 2018? Would that cause you to change your mind about Joe Lombardo? We'll talk about that. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. information. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope.